The Thursday tradition, always trendy as a topic. It is Will It Blow?
Will It Blow?
I'm going to tune in to your flotation discussion on Hank FM.
Oh, I bet Maddie is.
That's very sweet of her.
I wonder if Mayor Maddie's ever sported the jort.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's so fashionable. She's probably wearing them right now.
All to get you to Dirk's Bentley, who I would wager definitely has some jorts. Certainly has owned them probably in the past. He seems like a jort wearer.
Absolutely.
And that is what is going into the tank today. As Will It Float, as always, brought to you by Gibson's Discount Center out of Weatherford. I don't know if they carry jorts, but they carry everything else. Shop small, shop local, shop Gibson's. And today we are dunking jorts, the jean shorts, as we've talked about. You started talking about Hank fans with us yesterday on the show, and a lot of proud jort wearers and owners still for all these years, even though they probably peaked around 2008, if we're being perfectly honest with ourselves.
Yeah, and I respect that. I mean, they're really leaning in. They're riding for the brand, hey, as they say.
While I was buying these jorts yesterday, I was wearing my cargo shorts. And to me, those never went out of style.
Well, yeah, because if you don't have at least six pockets, where are you in life?
But these are cargo-less. They are shorts. Jean shorts that, if you're not familiar, go down. Traditionally, the jort, to be a jort, goes below the knees. So they're longer than your normal shorts. Some of them are just like cartoon level. And they really flare out. And then you put the chain on the side. And then you live the thug life.
They're like gauchos.
You can't see me.
Back in the day.
You can't see me. But we're going to see if they float or sink. Now, 20 years strong. So the jorts are going in somewhere. John Cena, even though you can't see him, is smiling.
He's happy.
He's evil, actually, right now.
No,
a bad guy.
I don't believe it.
He's a bad guy. He's a bad guy. But we are making the wish come true today. You can't see me. As we broadcast, and you can see what you can hear on our Hank Facebook Live. First of all, what do you think they're going to do, Heather?
I don't know. I was thinking originally float.
Yeah.
But these are pretty weighty.
Yeah.
These could go straight down. I'm going to go down.
They
I'm
do
gonna
not
go,
skimp on the denim. That is not cheap denim right there.
No way. It's the best that Walmart has because you spare no expense. You're so generous.
We spare no expense because we have no budget for Will It Float. Thank you very much on that. Yes. So you're saying sink?
I'm going sink.
I'm going to go float.
Okay.
But our opinions are only secondary to those of our two contestants this fine morning. Hank fan number 9, he is out of Hillsboro. He is Ryan. Welcome to it. Ryan, Will It Float, Hank fan number 9. Yeah, there it is. And then going up against Ryan out of Hillsboro, he is Hank fan number 10, formerly of tow truck fame, but now simply known as Tony. Welcome back, Tony. Hey, welcome to Will It Float, buddy.
JT, just Tony.
Good morning.
Gentlemen, Ryan, Tony, must ask, and please be honest, have you or do you currently ever been proud owners of jorts?
No. Still do.
Ryan says no. Tony says still do.
Well, okay. Ryan may be a little younger. There's plenty of time.
Moment of truth. When it comes to the jorts, Ryan, first dibs, Hank fan number 9, what do you think they will do? Will they float? Will they sink? We got a sink. All right. A sink out of Ryan. Bit of a surprise there, perhaps. All right. So, Tony, you're hoping they do what?
They're going to float.
Okay.
To the tank of transparency, ladies and gentlemen, we go. And Will It Float cam in order. Heather Lee cam in order.
We're ready.
Jort cam in order. Once the jorts hit the water, they have 10 seconds to do what they are going to do to determine a victor between Ryan and Tony. There's nobody named Victor playing this right now. In 3, 2, 1, the jorts go down. They are on the top of the water. They are floating right now. But will they soak enough water to go down to the bottom? They are floating. They are floating so far, ladies and gentlemen. It is conclusive. And when it comes down to it, we have a definitive answer on whether or not jorts float.
Oh,
they do.
So
yes.
Close.
Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations. Hey, fan number 10 out of the catbird seat. Tow Truck Tony, you're going to Dirk's Bentley. Congratulations.
Yay. My wife's excited. On the other
That's
phone
good.
With me.
Yeah, well, that's what matters.
Your wife will really be excited, Tony, if it tomorrow night at the concert over there at Dos Equis Pavilion, you're wearing jorts. I'm not saying and making decisions for you.
I might. Mm-hmm.
You might see.
It's bold.
It's perfect weather for it. And evidently, decades don't matter anymore.
Mm-mm. No
way. Ryan, thank you so much. I would give you the jorts, but I'm actually going to clean them and wear them myself. Thank you, all of America. Yeah, definitively. Now they're starting to get some water in them and starting to drift down to the bottom a little bit. But the 10-second rule was a big player in that. I wish we could bury them in perpetuity, but no. Just when you think they're sunk forever, they'll buoy themselves right back to the top.
Yeah, the man passing by was a little confused about
that. Oh, yes. Welcome to Fort Worth, Texas.
Well, put your pants in here too, honey.
Hope
come on
a
over.
Happy, lovely vacation. There it is, ladies and gentlemen, another award-winning edition of Will It Flow Today? Jorts Day.
We're in our jorts.
Flow.
We're in our jorts. Flow.